Alex, and from Dublin, and I'm a musician, and I've played in different bands and things since I was young, and used to mostly play guitar, and then I moved around playing a few different instruments, and at the moment I particularly like trad fiddle, so I'm playing a lot of like Irish traditional music, and also into Norwegian, like Scandinavian traditional music as well. So that's my particular sort of interest these days, as well as electronics stuff. So yeah, I like trying to combine those if I can. And I started a laptop orchestra called the Dublin Laptop Orchestra, or Dublork is the kind of shorthand for it, with Dan Truman. Last year, the start of 2011, and it's been going pretty well, and we've been doing lots of concerts and stuff. And this thing that's coming up now with Crash is it's sort of a collaboration with them and us. So my piece called Recommended by Dentists is for them, for the whole group, I think, pretty much, and us. I think we're gonna have four laptops playing with them. And I got a load of kind of percussion hardware stuff, like pads and stuff. So what I have is the percussionist, he kind of bridges between the acoustic group, just all playing acoustic instruments, and the electronics. So it's quite nice in that respect. Like, so he's hitting pads and they're triggering certain electronics, and he can trigger certain things in the laptop orchestra as well. So trying to kind of blend, fuse the two things, like acoustic and electronic. And I liked the idea of sort of not having a big boundary between those, like, you know, just looking at playing a laptop the same as playing a violin or something. It's not really the same, let's be honest, but like, we're trying to just bring a certain element of that, of performance and stuff into it.
And do you think it's become easier to bridge the gap between electronic music or electronic performance and acoustic performance, or is this, you know, does this still pose a challenge for a composer today?
Yeah, to both. It's definitely getting easier. I mean, you know, the computers are getting much more sophisticated and cheaper and easier and smaller, and like everything about it is getting easier in that respect, but it's still difficult, you know. I mean, years ago, there was very little you could do. It's always been pretty much tape parts, as they call it. I don't really like that term, but, you know, they always say, like, acoustic instruments and tape. And there was a really clear, like, divide between the two, and you just hit play, and that was it. Whereas now, I'm trying to break that down a bit. And yeah, definitely the cost factor is really important. Just the fact that you can get a really powerful laptop and some controllers and stuff for not that much money, like most, a lot of people would be able to afford it. So for those reasons, it's a lot easier than it used to be.